turn your Bible to Matthew chapter 7. I'm going to read a few verses, going to teach on prayer for a little while. I didn't bring any information about the college along. I suppose it's available here at the church, or we can send it back with somebody, or you see me, if you give me an address, we'll be glad to mail you whatever. You can look at our website, commonwealthbaptist.org, commonwealthbaptist.org. And again, if you want to give me an address, we'll be glad to mail you something back about the college. You can go to Bible college and get a job and work and pay your way through. Or you can talk to your rich uncle or somebody and get them to pay your way through. Doesn't matter to me, just so you pay as you're going through. Matthew chapter 7, Jesus says, "Ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him?" Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to teach your word. Thank you. We have a copy of it in our hands. We could read it and study it this morning. We can day by day. We can teach it and preach it. We can count on everything in it being true. Help us to live by the Bible. Pray you'd guide my mind and my thoughts, my lips as I teach this morning. Help us all to be better prayers. As a result, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll teach on praying. Read a book when I was getting started in the ministry, or preparing for the ministry. Somebody suggested to me I read a book by John R. Rice called Prayer, Asking and Receiving. And numbers of you nodding your head, that book changed my life. It changed my prayer life. And as you read here in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus says, "Ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be open. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts," down to verse 11, "unto your children, how much more surely your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him." Bible teaches that I ought to go to God in prayer, and when I go to God in prayer, I come to him asking. Bible teaches, I believe, that prayer is asking. Somebody says, "Well, Brother Jorgensen, don't you believe in praising God?" Yes, I do. I think we ought to praise God. I think we ought to thank God. I think we ought to glorify God. I think we ought to, spend time fellowshipping with him, or enjoying being with him, and concentrate on him. But when I pray, I ought to come to God and ask him for something. The word pray itself means to ask. Now, we use it in church, and sometimes, I've read definitions, a child of God communing with his Father in heaven, and things along that line. Certainly we ought to do all those things. But the definition, when you look up Webster's 1828 dictionary, pray, it says to ask with earnestness or zeal as for a favor or something desirable, to entreat, to supplicate, or to petition, to ask for, as asking for a favor is an application to a legislative body. You've heard sometimes in courts, lawyers will say, "I pray the court," meaning I ask the judge. And the word pray itself, basically the meaning of the word is to ask. And as Christians, when we go to God, we ought to ask him for something. A lot of people, I think, don't spend much time in prayer because it's kind of almost like, what's the point? But on the other hand, according to the word of God, to pray is to ask. And if I go to God and ask him for something, I ought to expect to, then the answer to prayer is receiving. When I go to God, I ought to say, "Dear God, this is what I need," and I ought to expect to get it. When my kids come to me and say, "Dad, I've got a problem. I need this. I need that. Could you? Would you?" And so on. And I generally, they expect to get what they ask for. And by and large, if they're asking for things that are good for them and that are within my ability to do, I do it. And sometimes they ask for things that aren't within my ability to do. But God doesn't have that problem. Sometimes my kids ask for things that aren't good for them. Or did, especially, you know, growing up. Kids are all grown, gone, now I got grandkids. But, you know, they sometimes ask for things, say, man, you know, if I gave you that, it hurt you. Or you need to learn to, and so there are times that I would say, no, I can't do that for you right now. And God's much wiser than we are, and there are times, and we'll get into that. But anyhow, I'd just like to stress, you know, at this point anyhow, that to pray means to ask. If you look, and I don't know if you want to turn to it or not, 2 Chronicles 18:12, you've got a verse there, and I'm just going to read the verse where the word pray is used in the Bible as in asking something from somebody else. It doesn't have anything to do with talking to God, or God's really not. And the messenger that went to call Micaiah spake to him, saying, behold, the words of the prophets declare good to the king with one assent. Let thy word, I pray thee, be like one of theirs, and speak thou good. And here you have the messenger going to call Micaiah and say, you know, I ask you, or I pray thee, be like one of theirs and speak thou good. You know, say good things here. Please, I'm asking you, say something good. And again, the point of that reference is simply to say that praying in the Bible, and to pray means to ask. I ought to go to God, and when I go to God in prayer, I ought to go asking, and I ought to then expect to receive. John chapter 16 and verse 24, and I don't know how many of these references you want to turn to or don't want to turn to. I don't really have them all earmarked in my Bible. You may find them more quickly than I do. But John 16, 24 says, hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. James chapter 4 and verse 2 says, ye have not because ye ask not. Why don't you have what you need from God? Why don't you have God's power? Why can't you get this or that? You're not asking according to the word of God. And there's times, you know, especially with my children being grown and gone and all over the country now, you know, sometimes I don't even know their needs, because they don't ask. But you have not because you ask not. Matthew chapter 21 and verse 22 says, all things whatsoever you ask, believing, along that line, basically you're going to receive. If you ask believing in God, and somebody says, well, Brother Jorgensen, aren't there other conditions and so on? And I'll get into some of that in a little bit. But Matthew chapter 21, verse 22, all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Luke 11, verse 13 says, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? John chapter 14 and verse 13 and 14. John chapter 14, verse 13, and whatsoever he shall ask in my name, that will I do, and that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And that sounds like when we pray, we ought to expect to get answers. We ought to expect God to do something. Amen. Now, again, you say, well, Brother Jorgensen, and again, let me come back. I'll get to some of the other things. Most people that pray, their prayers are more like window shopping. You know, my wife and I were with my brother and sister the other day, last couple of days down in Evansville. And we meet once a year, my brother, my sister and I and our mates, and just spend a couple days together and enjoy reliving old times, talking about, you know, whatever, sharing the things that we have in common. And we were in Evansville, and you go through different things. And one of the things we went to down there was the Dream Car Museum. Any of you been to that? It was interesting. Dream cars. And they had old gas pumps there. It was kind of a car memorabilia thing, old gas pumps and so on. And we walked through, and they said, you know, we're going to be closing this museum. Everything in here is for sale. Everything's for sale. And you go by, and here's an old gas pump that's, I don't know, 50, 75, some 100 years old. And you could buy this gas pump for only $60,000. And I thought, what would I do with it if I had it? And we kind of wandered around there. They had an old Corvette that they got on a trailer out of a barn that sat there forever. They hadn't restored it or anything. They told me they'd sell me the Corvette and the trailer they found it on, all dusty, dirty, unrestored, for $37,500. And that was before I even tried to bargain them down. I wasn't expecting to get anything there. They showed us a nice Rolls Royce. They said it had already sold, so I couldn't buy it. They sold it for $225,000 or something. It was a real deal. That's what they said. I was shopping, but I wasn't expecting to get anything. My wife and I stopped at an antique store coming out of there. You know, you go in, and as I walked in, I thought, you know, if I saw something, I don't even know anything I'm looking for. I'm just kind of wandering through. I can't think of anything that I found it here. You know, I'm thinking, boy, this I'd like to buy. Does that make any, you know, you just kind of going in and wandering. A lot of people pray like that. You know, we go to God and we say, Heavenly Father, thank you I'm saved. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. Bless my day. Be good to my children. If God answered those prayers, you'd never know it. Don't really expect to get anything. Just, I'm supposed to pray, so I pray. Modernists don't believe prayer changes anything. But again, prayer, I think, according to the Word of God, does. Bible prayers were asking for miracles and healing. Peter was sinking there and said, God, save me. And the Pharisee in Luke 18 prayed for nothing. It's about the only prayer criticized in the Bible. You know, there in Luke 18, he prayed, said, oh, Father, I thank you. I'm not like other men. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. I'm one. The Pharisee just said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He went down to his house. He got what he wanted. He got justified. You and I pray, we ought to pray for something specific. Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 to 13 says, if you pray in secret, God will reward you openly. That reward then must be answers to prayer. Again and again, 1 John 3:22, whatsoever you ask, you shall receive of him. Matthew 7, we already read. Now you need to be surrendered to the will of God. And you have to understand God's word. You ought to pray that God will guide your requests. I think Psalm 37:4 says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Sometimes we don't get what we want because we're asking amiss, according to James, that you may consume it upon your own lust. God, give me that $225,000 Rolls Royce. What do you need that for? Probably hurt you. That was really neat, he said. You open the door, and instead of the little dome lights coming on like they do in my car, they've got, I don't remember, 1,000 or 500 or 2,000 little fiber optic lights up there. So it looks like the stars at night when you look up at the roof of your car from the inside. And if you buy it new and pay extra, they'll put any constellation that you want up there for you. Probably for an extra $10,000-$15,000. And I guess if you've got that money, you probably don't care. If you have some things, if you have to ask how much it is, you've got no business buying it. And but I don't need that. Psalm 37:4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. That doesn't mean that God gives you everything you want. That means God puts the desires in your heart for what you want. In other words, you know, I mean, if I'm delighting in God, God makes me want things that are going to be good for me. He puts the right desires in my heart. So when I come to God in prayer, I'm praying for things that God would want me to have. I'm praying for things that God wants to happen here on the earth. I'm praying for, you know, John 15:7 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, something about like that. A lot of these I can almost quote and yet not quite quote all the way. John 15:7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. You mean get anything? Well, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, prayer is not a matter of simply saying, oh, you know, I wish I were wealthy. I wish I... Prayer is a matter of getting to know God, and God will answer our prayers, and we get to know him, and we fellowship with him. We spend time with him. We get to know his heart, and then our wants become his wants. I've had staff through the years. I've been Bible college, worked forever, administration since 75, started in... lower level administration, well, academic dean at Hiles Anderson in 75. And had a lot of different people work for me. I've had some people that come to me and say, Brother Jorgensen, could I? And almost before they ask, I'm ready to say, sure, because I know them. Does that make any sense?
Yes, sir.
I've had, you know, if they're saying, you know, could I leave early today because, you know, I don't even need to hear the reason. Because I know them. And I said, you can do whatever you want. Say, Brother Jorgensen, really? You'd let them do whatever they want? Yeah, because I know what they want is going to be good for the school. It'll be good for the ministry. It'll be good for me. They want what I want. If they're asking to leave early, they got a good reason. And, Brother Jorgensen, would you approve spending $50, please, because, sure, what do you need? But you haven't heard what I need it for yet. Yeah, but I know you. Now, I usually wait until I hear what they want to use it for. But when the request starts, I'm thinking, yes. You know, my wife's like that. You know, if she says, honey, could I have? Sure. So, Brother Jorgensen, what if she asks for something that you... I know my wife. She ain't going to ask for something I can't do. You know, I mean, think that makes sense. Wouldn't it be nice if we could go to God and start saying, God, could I please have? And God said, sure. And said, God, you haven't heard the full request yet. You haven't heard all my reasons and why I want all this. But God said, yeah, but you've got my heart. You've delighted yourself in me. I've put the desires in your heart that you want to have. And so when you're coming to me asking for something, yeah, you can have that. That's the way prayer ought to work. God delights to answer prayer. God's called someplace in the psalm. I don't have that. Oh, thou that hearest prayer, to thee shall all flesh come. God hears prayers. God answers prayers. When you pray, it shouldn't be some God bless the food, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Well, your soul going to heaven ought to be settled before you get there. Bless the missionaries and the pastor and the church and all the, you know, my family. You ought to pray specifically enough. You know, that'd be discouraging, pray like that. You ought to pray specifically enough that you can mark things off. Say, boy, God answered that one. You ought to, and you're not going to do that if you don't have a list. I keep my prayer list on my phone. Went over it this morning. Moved a couple things down from prayer requests this morning, and a couple of things I'd put in some general things for family, but we've been praying specifically for different things in family, and God had answered those prayers, put them down. I enjoy scrolling through and look at the answered column every once in a while. Now I was praying for this. God answered that prayer. God answered this prayer. And whether it's family requests or financial requests or ministry requests, guidance. And, you know, you ought to have some kind of a prayer list. And you ought to pray specifically enough that you'd know if you got answers. Again, when you're just praying, God bless these missionaries, and I'd rather have you pray like that, not at all. Why don't you find out what they need? Been praying for one of the fellows who used to work for me. He's out in New Jersey starting a church. And I texted him, and then he called. We talked yesterday some. And you know, he said, give me, and he said, here's two specific things to pray for. So I'm praying, instead of just praying, God bless Brother Bobbitt. He's got a sight, he's looking at, you know, and where he is, and I want to pray. And when God answers that prayer, I'm going to say, well, it's not all me, but I had a part in that answer. I prayed that way. You ought to pray specifically enough that you know if God answers. You ought to pray persistently. You ought to pray regularly. You want to pray again and again for the same thing. You know, ask, and you read the verses there in Matthew 7, 7, 8, and 11, so on. The idea of those words is not ask one time, but it's, you know, the Greek, you've got two different forms of the word ask and knock and so on. One of them is knock or ask or whatever, like once. The other is ask and ask and ask and ask, knock and knock and knock and knock, seek and seek and seek and seek. And the idea in all three of those is keep on asking, keep on knocking, keep on seeking. And sometimes while I'm praying, God will change a request. Now I'll start praying one way and I'll figure out, wait, no, God, I'm not sure that's what I should be praying here. You know, it's... You want to keep spiritual values in mind in your prayer request. You know, most of our prayer requests, and I take prayer requests in class just about every hour I teach from the students and my prayer requests. So many of our prayer requests are for the physical things, a lot of them for health. Certainly having good health is nice. I mean, I enjoy good health. My wife has, I'm glad I have good health. Don't want to be sick. But even more important than that is that I glorify God with my life and I honor Him. At some point, every one of us is going to go to heaven, I hope. If that, you go to the other place, and I hope none of you go in there. But none of us are going to live forever here. Most important thing isn't whether I live here 20 years, 40 years, 80 years. 100 years, most important thing is that I'm saved and that I live whatever years I've got here for the glory of God. Talked to one of our good men in the church Wednesday night. We talked 20 minutes, found he's 2 weeks ago, and was active, my age, 70, 71 years old, active and working and healthy. He said, 2 weeks, I started doing, you know, just normal work, something with wood. I don't remember cutting or splitting or stacking, and you know, stuff that I do all the time. And I was just extra tired, and I couldn't keep going. I'd do, you know, 30 minutes worth of work. I'd have to sit down and rest and couldn't figure, you know, And finally went to the doctor, and they found out he has cancer on one of his kidneys. And he said, Brother Jim, I just... You don't want to glorify God. God wants to take me home, I'm ready to go. Wants to leave me here, I want to keep serving Him. Most important thing isn't whether we live here 20 years or 90 years. Most important thing is we serve God while we're here and we're honoring Him with our lives. And as you pray, the most important thing isn't, I mean, you know, you ought to pay your bills and plan and work, and I've prayed for finances from time to time in my life, prayed for God to bless different aspects of things, and by and large, God answers those prayers. But that isn't, you know, recently I moved one of those down, had something I was praying would sell, and it finally sold. Prayed a long time, sold at a good price. That was one request out of, I don't know, 60. You ought to pray that, you know, pray for spiritual things and pray persistently. God, certainly you should pray for your needs. Give us this day our daily bread, Matthew says. But you ought to pray for more than that. You ought to pray for power. How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? There in Luke 15:11. Anyhow, Luke. I'll keep praying that God will do something in my life. Keep praying and be looking as you pray. You know, you ought to make a prayer list. Again, I like keeping mine in my notes on my phone. And yeah, I just open it up anytime, scroll down, look at it, start with my family section and some specific requests in there, and go down into other friends and so on, and then ministries around the country and missionaries that I pray for and specific things there. And then, again, it's always a blessing to move them from that section down to the answered side. And sometimes people that get sick and so on, I pray and move them down to where they went to heaven. I don't know that I quite put that in answered. The Bible does say we ought to ask for whatever we want. But on the other hand, they go to so when they go to heaven, I don't necessarily mark that as answered. But on the other hand, it's not a, oh no. They're in heaven. They're better off than they are here. Dr. Rice says there's nobody who's ever gone to heaven, even if he went in the strength of his youth, who would if he could return to this poor, miserable life to live out the best life he could have imagined. Somebody went to heaven and they say, hey, wouldn't you like to go back to earth? He said, uh-uh, this is much better up here. Why would I want to go back there? I'm looking forward to joining them someday in heaven. Prayer is asking. The answer to prayer is receiving. You want to be surrendered to God's will, and I want to have an attitude in prayer that says where God would look at me and say, sure. Like, so, you know, I've had other staff through the years, and I say, Brother Jorgensen, could I? And I'm thinking, oh no, what's he going to ask for this time? Right?
Yes,
sir. Is he going to ask me for the same thing I've told him no to 4 times? Some little modification of it? Is he going to? You want to spend how much money to accomplish what? There's other people, sure, because I know their heart, and their heart matches mine. I want to have that kind of heart with God, where anything God would say, sure, glad to give it to you. Father, thank you for the opportunity to teach your word. Thank you for prayer. Thank you that we can come to you in prayer. We can expect to get answers to prayer, needs met, power of God, influence with others, strength and courage, peace, encouragement, financial needs, our daily bread. Help us to come to you in asking, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.